what have the last couple of days been like for you and for this team with everything else going on around you?
It's been peaceful to me. Just get back on the track, right mindset. And playing ball, get back to what we do, doing our job best, and then making plays from there.
You said Sunday, for personally, after the game, that you felt as though you knew you were going to get criticism. Have you been surprised with any reactions that you've gotten regarding what took place during the anthem?
It wasn't too bad. I had more support than anything. Maybe 10 people told me to stand up, but out of the 10, I had 50% saying, "I got your back." So it's like, they kind of did the right thing, but at the same time, I'm not trying to have us divided in this country.
How did that make you feel to get the support?
It made me feel awesome because, I mean, people understand why we're doing it and not just looking at it as we're trying to be disrespectful. There's no disrespect to take it away.
What went into it for you?
Huh?
What went into it for you?
Just a conversation with my teammates and then making sure they have my back, I have their back, and just having that leisure. When we on the field, we're still a family regardless of the situation.
Do you plan on doing it again?
Nah, we're going to have a discussion about it.
So you'll have a discussion?
Yeah, we're going to have a discussion.
Is there any desperation at this point, being 0-3 in this locker room?
Desperation, as in?
As in, it's now or never for you guys.
No, we don't look at it as now or never, but at the same time, we look at it as we have an opportunity to make history. And we take it day by day, week by week, and when the game time comes, we're going to showcase what we have.
Atlanta coach called Winston an aggressive quarterback. Can you mm-hmm. take advantage of that aggressiveness?
Of course. He likes to squeeze balls in tight spaces. He does that. We got the ability to make plays on those type of balls. Because, I mean, you feel like he got confidence in his offense and this guy's a good attack the ball. We have total confidence that we can make turnovers, too.
That's an honor that the defense hasn't produced yet.
Correct. We haven't gotten interceptions yet. Most teams have been throwing it in the flat or throwing it outside to our corners on one-on-ones, either going out of bounds or they're making a complete pass or making an incompletion. So, and things like that. I mean, they try us in the middle. We'll see what happens.
What are the difficulties in covering those two very different receivers in terms of Jackson and Evans?
Oh, man. Jackson is fast. He got undercover speed, how I said. And with Evans, he's big and definitely got speed and got size on all our guys. So he's going to definitely go up and get the ball. We just got to play tight coverage on those guys, get them off their timing, and make James try to throw those tight coverages and make plays from that.
Landon, have you lost any confidence in this team?
Nah. I got to most confidence ever. Because, I mean, at the same time, we our backs against the wall, but we look at it as an advantage because we know how we have to come now.
Talked about making history. What do you mean about making history?
Are we 0-3? Come back from 0-3 is big. It's big. You know, that's what we're looking forward to doing and showing that we still that team to be reckoned with.
Are you aware of the history? I think it's like five teams to start 0-3.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. Very aware about the history. Somebody was telling me 0-2 is kind of hard to come back 0-2. Now we're 0-3, so it's definitely going to be a tough test. But we up for a test. We up for it.
How'd you learn that stat?
Huh?
Where'd you hear that?
I heard it though.
Landon, when you saw 24 points in one quarter from your offense, did that mm-hmm. change your outlook perspective going forward?
It changed our mindset of defense, definitely. We knew our offense can now move the ball. They know how to move the ball. They got back to what we did last year. So by them doing that, we're not pressing on defense anymore. Now we can just play our game and play subtle and play Giants defense.